Our friend Kelly Kitley is here. Award-winning author, fabulous mom, tremendous professional therapist, and a, well, really a help to society, none of which I can claim. Nice to see you. How are you?
I'm great. So good to see you, too.
And there's a cool event coming up that we want to get to. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to plug the event first. Then we're going to take the break. We're going to come back and we'll talk about, you know, all the stuff.
Yeah.
The founder of the Me Too movement is going to be in town?
Yes, Tarana Burke.
Tell me about her.
So she was the woman who really opened up the conversation about survivors and helping people feel like they're not alone. And
right.
Rape Victim Advocates here in Chicago will be honoring her on Thursday night at the Evening of Impact at Morgan Manufacturing from 6 to 9.
And people, where's Morgan Manufacturing? Do I have an address here?
So. Something Morgan Street 4.
We'll find it.
It's like, the manufacturing place on Morgan Street.
I knew you were going to ask me that.
Well, I just don't know.
I didn't come prepared with the exact
address. No, that's
address.
Fine. We have a team looking for it right now. 401 North Morgan.
Yeah.
401 North
Morgan.
There
we go. Right. Thank you. But you can order tickets at rapevictimadvocates.org. And I will be speaking and sharing my experience, strength, and hope right before we honor Tarana Burke with an award for the advocacy work that she's been doing in our country.
Last night on the Billboard Music Awards, Janet Jackson took time out of her acceptance speech to talk about how this isn't a moment. This is a movement, and this has to be a fundamental change of behavior. And I feel like we haven't really lost momentum. There's been a suckage of the coverage that is no longer there. But as long as both men and women continue to work on this, we're going to be okay.
Absolutely. It's changing the conversation. It's making people more aware. And you
know this. You know the story inside out. This was your life.
As you
detail in your book, Myself.
Correct.
Out and available everywhere. Get two copies, one for you, one for a friend.
Amy Schumer did a stand-up on Saturday Night Live a week and a half ago, and it was really interesting. At the very end, she said, you know, I know people are mixed about her stand-up and whatnot, but at the very end, she said, just a message to all the parents out there, can we teach our young boys to be nicer to little girls instead of, you know, if a boy pushes a little girl, it's not, he likes you. Someone's going to have a Valentine. Mm-hmm. No, you don't push girls. You don't take their books and throw them down the stairs.
You know,
just teach kids young.
It's equally as important. I mean, I educate my 12-year-old son and my 8-year-old son just as much as I do with my girls who are 10 and 6. It's just so important.
And for every guy, I won't say this more than once this morning, but for every guy who continues to go, I don't know what the line is anymore. Yes, you do. You know what the line is. You know what the line is, and you know when you've crossed it. So knock it off.
This is 720 WGN Chicago.
Our friend Kelly Kitley's here. There's a very important event, a cool event. It's going to be fun as well. We don't make this some big, heavy thing because people are going to have a good time on Thursday night, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it's the biggest fundraiser for Rape Victim Advocates, and will be really empowering and uplifting. And
so
really
an important program and good food, good drink, good music.
Yes. And it gives Rape Victim Advocates the opportunity to provide free therapy to survivors.
What do you say to women who have been assaulted, who don't think they'll be believed or are afraid to go to the authorities to report it? I mean, how do we give them confidence to say, or I guess doing it ahead of time, how do you give girls confidence to say, listen, if something like this ever happens, you have to come tell me, you got to come tell whoever. We got to give women confidence to do that, don't we?
We do, and it's so important that when somebody discloses that they disclose and feel supported in that. I'm a survivor as a sexual abuse in my childhood, and you know that was during a time where it was just kind of sweep it under the rug. And as an adult woman, when it happened in college, the police were involved, and it was a random act of violence on the streets in Chicago. And there was a woman from Rape Victim Advocates who met me at the hospital, unbeknownst to me until I got there. And she said, "It's not your fault," and just was really reassuring and got me linked with services. And that made all the difference. So that really started my healing journey. So there is
part of the inspiration too, and to get into the business you're in.
Huge.
Right?
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
This happened to me, and I want it to happen to other girls.
Yeah.
You hear that over and over again. It's not your fault, and don't be ashamed. So how do you, as a psychologist, tell, or it's so hard to tell someone, hey, don't be ashamed. How do you even delve into that? Because it clearly is not their fault, and they shouldn't feel ashamed. But how do you even
scratch
that surface?
And men need to hear that, too, because it's a big difference between men think and women think. If a man is attacked, a man thinks, fight back. The man never thinks, this is my fault. We just don't. Exactly. We're not wired that
way.
That's
true.
And women, you have to accept that women are wired differently, and that that may be the place they go, and you got to help them get out of that place.
Well, and there are so many things that can happen after an assault in terms of like anxiety and depression and post-traumatic stress disorder. So a lot of that is a symptom of what occurs. And so being able to have somebody work through those feelings with you, we can't say don't feel this way. It's a result of something like that happening, but working through it is what's so important.
Yeah. 60 Minutes did a story last night of Mario Batali, and he has not been convicted of anything. I don't even know that he's been charged.
There's been allegations.
Really disturbing story about his restaurants and a third floor where anything could go on, and the potential of possibly even drugging, or certainly having women drink to the point of not being responsible. Him being seen by their employees touching women who were clearly passed out, those types of things. And many of the women in the piece said, I love the job. I wanted to keep the job. So how do we say to society, not just women, but men as well, you can have both, and you can believe both. You can believe, I love this job. I can't lose this job. I want this job. That's why I went back to work, even though I knew this situation was in. You're not putting a stamp of approval on the fact that you were just abused. And I think a lot of people go, why'd you go back?
Well, it's so, there are so many conflicting feelings, which is why it's so confusing. And so it's being able to, you know, not be stuck in your head with those thoughts, but to be able to process it. And it can be, yes, I love my job, and this happened to me that was horrible. And being able to differentiate rather than feeling like, well, it was my fault because I wanted to do that, is so important for survivors.
And if a company doesn't have an appropriate HR response, you know, there's still a lot of times where people can't just quit their job and leave. They've got bills to pay and stuff. But if you're not getting protected by the people you work for, and you have to stay in that job, you at least have to start looking for another job, right? Looking for a way out?
Well, sure. I wouldn't suggest anybody not be working in a supportive environment. And there's so many community programs that can help support women and men if there isn't a human resources department, and Rape Victim Advocates is one of them.
Yeah, it seems like an amazing organization that we don't know enough about. So Thursday night, when and where?
Thursday night at Morgan Manufacturing.
I don't know if you heard, that's on Morgan.
401, right?
Yeah, 401, yeah. Morgan, very good.
And it is from 6 to 9 p.m.
Thanks for coming in, as always. And if people want your book, where do we get it?
On Amazon. And
Myself.
And it was just on Amazon's bestseller list. Got to give that plug, too.
Nice. Yeah. Look at you, big shot.
No big shots.
And thanks for all the good work you do.
Thank you.
Great to see you, Kelly Kitley.